Good morning. I'm speaking today about a pilot study of serotyping in the surveillance of invasive pneumococcal disease in New Jersey. First, a little background. In New Jersey, IPD became reportable in all age groups in 2003. A confirmed case must have documentation of clinical symptoms in addition to isolation of Streptococcus pneumoniae from a normally sterile site, such as blood or CSF. Hospital and local health departments report 600 to 800 confirmed cases annually to our state health department. New Jersey regulations mandate pneumococcal conjugate vaccine for childcare and preschool entry. Children aged 2 to 11 months of age are required to have two age-appropriate doses, while children aged 12 to 59 months are required to have one dose after their first birthday. You'll note this isn't the complete vaccination schedule, and it is modified because of difficulties with auditing. This is currently under review. There is no mandate for vaccination prior to school entry. Following the widespread use of the 7-valent conjugate vaccine, as we've seen from the prior presentation, IPD due to non-vaccine serotypes increased in a phenomenon called serotype replacement. In 2007 and 2008, the New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services noted an increase in reported cases of IPD from multiple counties. In addition, we had received anecdotal reports of severe IPD in persons at low risk for disease. In response, we began a pilot study to evaluate the extent of serotype replacement in the state. Beginning April 1, 2009, we requested that clinical laboratories submit specimens on all patients with invasive pneumococcal disease to the state laboratory for serotyping. Serotyping was conducted by a PCR-based method that had been validated by CDC. Case reports were matched to laboratory samples for analysis, and our study case definition did not require documentation of clinical symptoms. During the 6 months of the pilot study from April to September of 2009, we received a report of 296 cases of IPD. Our public health laboratory received specimens on 150 or 51%. Six specimens failed to grow. One was not consistent with strep pneumoniae, leaving 143 specimens for our analyses. This slide shows the distribution of the most frequent serotypes in our pilot study compared to active bacterial core surveillance in 2009. On the y-axis is the percentage of isolates. On the x-axis are individual serotypes grouped by their inclusions in vaccines. On the far left of the slide are the serotypes included in the 13-valent conjugate vaccine, followed by serotypes included in the polysaccharide vaccine. Data from New Jersey surveillance are indicated in orange, while ABC surveillance is in yellow. 19A was the most commonly identified serotype in both ABC and New Jersey surveillance, accounting for 29% in our pilot study and 19% in national surveillance. The striking finding, however, occurs in the group of serotypes identified included in the polysaccharide vaccine. 10A, identified by the red arrow, was the second most commonly identified serotype in our pilot study. This serotype was responsible for 25% of disease in our surveillance. In contrast, in ABC surveillance, the serotype accounted for approximately 2% of disease. Serotype 10A accounted for the greatest proportion of IPD among 50 to 64-year-olds at 41%, and the least among children less than 5 years of age at 7%, although these differences did not reach statistical significance. There were no notable or significant differences in race, ethnicity, and gender between the two groups. This map shows the geographic distribution of IPD due to serotype 10A, with each case of 10A denoted by the green marker. Serotype 10A was found in 12 of 21 counties. Although there appears to be clustering, this generally corresponds with large population centers and reporting patterns from our study. As you can see on this map, which includes all cases of IPD, 10A is denoted in green again with other serotypes in lavender, and IPD due to other serotypes shows a similar clustering, often obscuring cases of 10A. This slide demonstrates the relative proportion of serotype 10A over the 6-month period of our pilot study. First, the bar graph. On the y-axis to the left is the count of the number of cases of IPD. On the x-axis is the time period grouped by MMR weeks. The green bars represent cases of serotype 10A, while the lavender bars represent other serotypes in the study. Superimposed on the bar graph is a line graph. The y-axis to the right is the percent of IPD due to serotype 10A, while the x-axis remains time. The red line represents the proportion of IPD due to serotype 10A over the time period of our study. As you can see, the proportion of IPD due to serotype 10A increases over the first 6 to 9 weeks of the study period, while the total number of reported cases decreases with time, consistent with the seasonality of IPD. Looking at these data, it was tempting to hypothesize that we'd caught the beginning of an outbreak. However, the initial cases were geographically dispersed across the state. From case reports, we had two markers of severity, ICU admission and death. Approximately 30% of cases due to serotype 10A were admitted to the ICU, which was similar to other serotypes. Death was reported in 1/4 of cases due to serotype 10A, higher than the 11% from the other group, but not statistically significant. Given the striking difference between our results and that of ABC surveillance, we considered whether the finding was the result of laboratory error. We confirmed the serotyping protocol that we used, and a subset of approximately 20% of specimens were tested using conventional serotyping methods. All were confirmed as 10A. Selection bias, although possible, would be unlikely to completely explain our findings. Although we received specimens on only half of cases during this time period, if we assume in extreme that none of the untested cases were due to serotype 10A, the estimated percent of IPD due to the serotype would still exceed that in ABC surveillance by several fold. It is possible that this could represent an outbreak. Serotype-specific outbreaks have previously been identified in major metropolitan areas, such as Vancouver. Our widespread geographic distribution, however, is greater than has previously been seen. And further investigation is warranted. Our pilot study was conducted during a period of low incidence of IPD during the spring and summer. It is possible that 10A accounts for a greater proportion of disease during these seasons. As we saw in a previous slide, the proportion of disease due to serotype 10A increased as the number of reported cases decreased. Lastly, this could represent a true regional difference in serotype distribution. In our study, from April to September of 2009, serotype 10A was found to cause 25% of IPD in New Jersey. Serotype 10A has not previously been reported to represent a substantial percentage of IPD in the U.S. This may represent a significant opportunity for prevention by improving the use of pneumococcal vaccine, polysaccharide vaccine in New Jersey. Surveillance by individual states using PCR-based serotyping may be useful to characterize state-specific serotype distributions. Our study is subject to several limitations. First, our specimens were obtained during only 6 months of surveillance, including a season of low incidence of disease. Second, only a subset of reported cases had a specimen available for analysis. And lastly, IPD surveillance relies on passive reporting. A case control study is currently underway to compare IPD cases due to serotype 10A with all other serotypes with respect to the presence of an indication for vaccination, as well as vaccination history and disease severity. Continued serotyping as part of IPD surveillance would help to determine if serotype 10A remains common in New Jersey. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors from New Jersey, as well as assistance from the CDC. Thank you.